In today's Mishnah, we learn the fourth and fifth Mishnah from the first Perek Masechet Shavuot, and we'll be talking about the various forms of atonement by way of korbanot for an individual who either entered the Beis Hamikdash in a state of tumah or ate from korbanot in a state of tumah. And we differentiated between these different korbanot so far based on the yediyah, the knowledge that the individual had. So we said that if he had knowledge in the beginning, there was tameh and forgotten intermediate period when he actually entered the Beis Hamikdash or ate from a korban and then had knowledge at the end, then he would bring this special korban or levi or red. We said that if he had knowledge in the beginning but not at the end, he hasn't learned about it yet, then for the moment, for the Se'ir HaNasa Bifnin, the korban on Yom Kippur, the goat whose blood is sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, seems to protect him until he has knowledge and can complete his atonement. And we also said the Se'ir HaNasa Bachutz, that referred to the korban Musaf on Yom Kippur, that atoned for an individual who wasn't aware that it was Tamer at all, even prior to entering into the Beis HaMikdash or eating from the korban, and is only made aware of the fact it was Tamer after. So the Mishnah adds a further case. It says, "Vasha'im bayadia lo betchila lo basof." If someone didn't have any knowledge, not prior, not after, no knowledge whatsoever that it was tameh, but in truth he was tameh and entered the Beis Hamikdash, or he was tameh and ate from the korban. Mishnah says atonement is still achieved for that individual via the Se'irei haregalim. This refers to the korbanot musaf that are brought, or the seir from the korbanot musaf that are brought on Pesach Shavuot or Sukkot. As the seir chatat ha'chad lechaper, so one of these korban offerings is a chatat, and it achieves a similar type of kapara as the other serum we've mentioned. So therefore, it's this case of not knowing prior or after and entering the Beis Hamikdash instead of tumah. And similarly, Se'irei Rosh Chodeshim, this is first the Korban Musaf that's offered on Rosh Chodesh. They also atone for the same thing. Divrei Bihuda, this opinion of Rabbi Bihuda, and he understands because it says Lachatat LaHashem by this ear that's offered on Rosh Chodesh, this has to be some sort of aveira that's only known to HaShem. And there's a sin whose violation is only known to HaShem. So in this situation, since the person didn't know anything about it whatsoever, this case would seem to qualify. And since Psukim said Usir, he connects the atonement achieved on Rosh Chodesh to those that achieved on the Regalim as well. Now, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says Seir haRegalim mechapim aval lo Seir Rosh Chodeshim. He agrees when it comes to the Seir that's offered on the Shlosha Regalim that it atones for an individual who had no knowledge whatsoever that he was Tameh. However, al ma Seir Rosh Chodeshim mechapim, what does the Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh achieve? What atonement does that achieve? That's al hatahor shechal hatameh. So till now we're dealing with an individual who he himself was tameh. This is a slightly different case. This is someone who was tahor, but ate from the meat of a korban that was tameh. So he understands that's what this korban achieves, meaning the se'ir that's offered as part of the korban musaf on Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Meir says, "Kol ha-se'irim kaparan tam shaveh al tumah b'kadash v'kadashav." So he understands pretty much all the scenarios I mentioned so far are achieved by all these se'irim. So whether he had knowledge, he didn't have knowledge that he was tameh and only had knowledge at the end, whether he didn't have any knowledge whatsoever, or tahor that ate from the basar kodesh that was from meat of the korban that was tameh. The exception to this is the se'ir hanasa bifnim. That one case, meaning the goat whose blood on Yom Kippur is bringing the Beis Hamikdash, Rebbe Meir agrees, that is also achieves the same purpose as we mentioned so far of protecting the individual since he knew in the beginning it was tameh, but until he's made fully aware and discovers later on that he was tameh, until he can again offer this korban or levi or red. So now we turn the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Hayah Rabbi Shimon Omer, Seir Rosh Chodesh mechapim al tor shechal tameh, as we've already mentioned. Seir Rosh Chodesh achieves a kapara for an individual who was tahor and ate from a korban that the korban itself was tameh. And Seir Regalim mechapim al she'ein bayidia lo betchila lo basof. And as we've explained, the seir of the korbanot musafin are often regalim, atones for an individual who had no knowledge whatsoever that he was tameh when he entered the Beis Hamikdash, even before or after, or he ate from a korban. Vesh Yom Kippurim, this is referring to Seir HaNasa Bechutz, that's Mechaper al She'ein Bayedia B'tchila, aval yesh Bayedia B'sof, who wasn't aware that he was Tameh, he only learnt of the fact that he was Tameh after he already ate from the korban or entered the Beis Hamikdash. So he explains that, look, they all have different purposes. So Amar lo Chachamim say, that this is the purpose of why we're repeating his opinion, because the Chachamim have a question. Mahu shikrivu zeh bazeh? What happens if you set a korban, for example, Yom Kippur, for the korban Musaf, and it got lost? Can you reuse that korban come Pesach or Rosh Chodesh? Can you use that for the korban musaf? Amar lahim, certainly, yekrivu, you can. So amru lo, chachamis Rabbi Shimon. But one second, hoil ve'en kapratan sheva heich kravim zebazeh. Since according to you, each of these korban have unique purpose and they atone for unique sins or distinct from one another, how can a korban that was meant to be offered on one for one of these korbanot, so the one Yom Kippur, be offered on Rosh Chodesh? So amar lahim, he says. Rabbi Shimon responds, says, yes, you are correct that they might have specific atonements, but yet they belong to the same family of kapara. Kolam mechapaim, they all come to atone lechaper al tumat mikdash bekadashav. All come to atone under the one banner of someone who was tameh and entered mikdash or ate from the korbanot. And since they fall under the one, if you like, family, one that's, say, if you like, was lost and left over from one case, for example, Yom Kippur can be used on Rosh Chodesh or the Regalim. Let's now learn Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omer, Mishmo, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, in his own name, Si'i Roshei Chodeshim mechapim al tosha achal et atame. So, as we've explained previously, he agrees that when it comes to the Se'ir, the goat that's offered on Rosh Chodesh, that atones for an individual who was tahor and by mistake ate from a korban that was tameh. However, he's mosif alehem shel regalim. When it comes to the shloshet regalim, he adds onto it, meaning he says that those korban also, aside from that which the Rosh korban Rosh Chodesh atones for, simechapim al torah shachal tameh, also va'al she'ein ba'yedia lo betchil v'sof, but also in a situation, an individual who entered the Meitz Mikdash in a state of tumah or ate from a korban in a state of tumah and was unaware of the fact he was tameh both before or even after the case. Mosif alehem shel yom kippurim, the korban Seir Nasa Bechutz, the goat that's offered outside as part of the Korban Musaf on Yom Kippur, that adds an additional kapara to those that preceded it. Firstly, it's Al Tosh Achal Tahameh that was afforded by the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and Al She'im Badir Basihila Velo Basof, and an individual who was not aware of his tomb whatsoever. And the addition was Vashain Bayadir Batchila, a person who was never aware was Tameh, Aval Yesh Batir Basof, but however, after he's entered the base of Mikdash or he's eaten from Korban, he's made aware of the fact that he was Tameh. Amr lo, the Chachamim said Rabbi Shimon, Maikru Bebazer, same question you had in the previous Mishnah. Can one korban that was left over one be offered on the other? Or say it was lost and then it was only found after a replacement was already offered. So Amr lo hen, yes, it can. So Amr lo, im ken, yushal yom krim kravim bersh Rosh Chodeshim. I can understand why a korban that was left over from Yom Kippur can be offered on Rosh Chodesh, because, as we've explained, that of Yom Kippur atones for far more things, and therefore it can be used on Rosh Chodesh that atones for one of those things that it can atone for. Aval heyach, how's it possible that Rosh Chodeshim, a korban that was meant to be offered on Rosh Chodesh and was lost and then recovered, how can that be used on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim? Because it cannot achieve the same scope of kaparot, if you like, than what is required for a korban that's meant to be offered on Yom Kippur. Lechaper she'enu shela, it can atone for that which it wasn't initially set out to atone for. So Amar lehem, he provides exactly the same answer in the previous Mishnah. Kulam ba'im lechaper al tumat mikdash kadashav. Once again, he says that while the specific atonements might be different, since in general it atones for the same family, meaning it belongs to the same families, to come to atone for an individual or for a violation of tumah within Beis Mikdash or with respect to consumption of korbanot, that's why they can be used for another. Those are the Mishnah today.